Greetings in Jesus' name to you all. Here we are, 17 days into the new year of 2024. How's it going for you? Are the changes manifesting yet? Are you listening to the word of God or man? Are they seeing and experiencing the gifts of God in you, through you? Lots of questions, huh? We see and hear good things as well as bad things. Things are said to be true when they are false. Things are called false when they are true. We must put what is said up to the word of God. Some may say this and that about you, but only Father God truly knows and understands you. Our fuel is God formed you. He knows exactly what He put in you. He knows exactly what you are capable of. Amen. Our Father in heaven created us for His purpose and glory. We are made in their image and likeness, Genesis 1:26. It does not say that God was made in man's image, but the world would like you to believe that He is. We came from Him and not He from us. We just can't put a man-made title on Father God and say this and that about Him to fit our lifestyles. He said, "I am the Lord, I do not change," in Malachi 3:6. Children of the Most High God, don't be deceived. Some people of the world, and even in the church, say that He is okay with sin. His word says different. Jesus gave Himself as a ransom for sinners. So how can He be okay in accepting the sin? They say, "We know you best, and we know what's best for you." How wrong are they? Does Microsoft know Apple products better than Apple? How can someone other than the manufacturer know better than the manufacturer how the product works? Let's get into the Word of God and see where and what Holy Spirit teaches us. Genesis 1, 26 and 27, and it reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. Genesis 2, chapter 2, verse 7 says, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." Now, there it is in His words. You see, you did not evolve. You did not come from apes. And you didn't just appear from some big bang, whatever that is. No. Man is wrong. You were created in the image and likeness of them. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He formed man of the dust, it says. Man becomes a living being when the Lord God breathed the breath of life into his nostrils, it says. That, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is the truth. Jesus said, "The truth shall make you free," or set you free, depending which version you have. It's sad, you know, that some people don't want the truth. There is the Lord God's truth, and then man has his own truth of how he sees it, which can change like the wind. Stand on the Word of God, which is alive, according to Hebrews 4:12. Say it with me. God formed me, not man. God knows me, not man. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. "Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Wait, The word of the Lord said, what? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. I ordained you. I sanctified you before you were born? But man knows you better than God. Sad, sad, sad. Before we were formed in the womb, he knew us. He chose your family. He chose your gender, male or female, by the way. He chose when and where you would be born. He chose your birth date. He chose when he would send you to the earth. He chose, he chose, he chose, not man. Think about that for a second or two. Before you were formed, he knew you. Before the birth of the child, the Lord God had already ordained for what he has called you to do. You see, many people out there in the world will ordain themselves and others, but the Lord didn't ordain them. And what he ordained, what the Lord God ordained, no man can say different. No man can say, oh, you're not ordained, when the Father himself ordained you. Remember, it's in his sight. It's in God's sight, not man's. See, we are told in 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 6, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David. Remember, the Lord told Solomon, don't mix up with all them foreign women because they have false gods and they will take your heart away from me and follow them. And what happened? Solomon hooked up with all these foreign women and he did exactly what the Lord said would happen. He was drawn away by their false gods. See, Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. Solomon's eyes, by the way, this wise man, super wise, but he wasn't wise enough to stay away from these foreign women. You see, whose sight was the evil did in? Be careful, for they say it's okay to live a sinful life because Jesus loves you and your sin. Not true. That is a lie. If the one who formed you says it's evil, then it's evil. He knows, right? Isn't he the Lord God and creator? Wasn't the Word in the beginning with God and the Word was God, according to John 1:1? You see, God knows you best because he knew and formed you, not man. Man is a really bad guesser, isn't he? Oh, he's great at guessing. He's great at guessing. Man is smart, but he doesn't know more than God. He thinks he does, but he doesn't. Stand with God because he is the one who formed you. God formed you, not man. God knows you, not man. Our next verse, Psalm 139 and 14. It says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. See, someone recognizes the work of the Lord in this verse, huh? You know, we need to say it as well. We got to agree with God by saying, I am fearfully and wonderfully made by you, Lord. Lord, you formed me. Lord, you know me, and I will believe and trust you over man. You see, man will say things like, sorry, you're not qualified. Too bad, so sad. But the Lord God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, I ordained you, I sanctified you. Don't allow man. Do not allow man who didn't form you tell you who and what you are. He's not the manufacturer, God is. So believe God and his word, what he says about you. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. I know how the pressure of life, man, work, and all the other things in the world can have. You know, they have an effect and influence on us, don't they? In our decisions. Yeah, I know. Sometimes we may even believe the lies of others that say this, they say that about us. Can I share something with you? Can I share something with you, child of God? All right, cool. Thanks for letting me share. Here it is. Remember, Holy Spirit told us about the two views? Remember that study, the two views? Well, guess what? There are countless opinions. There's two views, but there's countless opinions. Let's look at the definition of opinion. It says a view, judgment, or appraisal formed in the mind about a particular matter. Belief stronger than impression and less strong than positive knowledge. A generally held view. This is the one I like. A formal expression of judgment or advice by an expert. Amen. Would you agree that our Father God in heaven is the expert? Would you agree that Jesus is the expert? You see, never mind the outside opinions of how man has an opinion about you. Never mind those outside opinions. Let's go deeper. How about your opinion of yourself? You know, you are with you 24/7. Just as the Lord is with you 24/7. You listen to you more than you know. Yes, there is influence of good and bad. We as people have opinions on all sorts of topics, don't we? We as a children of God may even argue over the word of God itself based off of someone's opinion. You see, opinions can be dangerous, if not the true opinion of God. You say, wait, Pastor, hold on. You said the opinion of God. Yes. Based off of that last definition, that says a formal expression of judgment or advice by an expert. Judgment by an expert. Formal expression by an expert. Our Lord and Savior Jesus is the expert on all things. He is the expert. His opinion is true. I'm going to read some scriptures, some things that he said. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. That's in Revelation 1:8. For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. That's Malachi 3:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's John 14:6. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. That's John 15:5. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. That's John 16:33. You see, his opinion is truth. Why? Because he's the expert. His opinion is not just a fly-by-night thing that has no teeth. Are you kidding? The Word of God has plenty of teeth. It has plenty of bite. You see, the Word of God is a sword with plenty of bite that reveals the things that are hidden. Check out Hebrews 4:12 as it talks about the Word. God formed you. God formed you, not man. Now, let's close this out by seeing two different opinions. One true and the other from a point of view based off his present circumstances. We go to Judges chapter 6, verse 11 through 16. And it reads, Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah. which belonged to Joash the Beezerite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Amen. You see these two opinions? The angel of the Lord has one, and Gideon also has one. Look at the response of the man. He sees it from a different perspective based on what's in front of him. He says, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us?" Excuse me. Isn't that what we always ask? "Lord, why this? Why is this happening to me? Why is this coming down on me? Why is this happening?" Next thing he said was, And where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us about, saying, "Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?" Is Gideon expecting a miracle because he just said, "Where are all his miracles? We need some help. Where is that miracle?" And then Gideon says, "But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Oh, wait a minute. He said the Lord has forsaken, which means he's left us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Now, part of that's true. They were delivered into the hands of Midianites, but the Lord didn't leave them. You see how our situations can cloud our judgment, can conform our opinions based off of what we see in front of us. And then he says, "Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel?" After he gets word that he's going to be the one to do it. "Oh, how can I save Israel?" And then he says, "Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh." Hold on. You just complained and whined. You're part of the answer. And you say, "Oh, how can I do this? Oh, and by the way, my clan is the weakest in here." And then to top it off, he says, "I am the least in my father's house." How low can you go with your own mindset? How low do you see yourself? Now we see Gideon sees himself one way. He's mentioned six different things. But you see, God's opinion and truth. Why? Because he's the expert. We're told that it says, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." That's how the whole conversation started with the angel. He didn't come up to him and say, "Hey, weak guy, you know, least in your family, weakest clan." You know, he didn't say that, did he? He said, "The Lord is with you." That's the first thing you need to know. The Lord is with you. Say it with me. The Lord is with me. Amen. He says, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." And then they talk. And then the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you." There's a reminder. "I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." He didn't say you might. He didn't say, "Well, it's a possibility." The Lord didn't say, "I don't know." No, he said, "You shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Why? Because the Lord God is the expert. His opinion tops them all. He's the expert. You see, God formed you, so he knows the truth about you. The Lord God knew that inside Gideon was and is a mighty man of valor. Remember this truth and opinion of the expert when he said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you and ordained you. I sanctified you." I looked up that word valor. It says strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery. I'll read that again. Strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness, personal bravery. You see, Gideon saw himself as the least, but the Lord God knew about his strength of mind and spirit to encounter danger with firmness. The Lord knew Gideon had bravery in him, even if Gideon didn't at that moment. Gideon was saying this, he was saying that, and whatnot. Why would he say that? Well, let's go back and see how Gideon ended up in this position to begin with. We don't have to go back far. We're still in Judges chapter 6, but let's start in verse 1 and read through verse 6. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. That's how it starts. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. That's where trouble starts. You see, when you do evil in the sight of the Lord, it has to be dealt with. It will be dealt with. He will deal with it. Then the word of God continues to say, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. Gideon was right about that. He delivered us to the hand of Midianites. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. So it was, whenever Israel had sown, the Midianites would come up, and also the Amalekites, and the people of the east would come up against them. Then they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and leave no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. For they would come up with their livestock and their tents, coming in as numerous as locusts. Both they and their camels were without number, and they would enter the land to destroy it. So Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. They cried out to the Lord. But look at this. It says, then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. Whose sight was the evil did in? Question mark. Who delivered them over? Question mark. Who cried out to the Lord? Question mark. Well, the first, they're all easy. They're answered right here for the word. They're answered in the word of God for us. Whose sight was the evil done in? It was done in the Lord's sight. Who delivered them over? The Lord delivered them over. Who cried out to the Lord? The children of Israel did. Could it be that you are a present-day Gideon type? No, not Gideon himself, but your circumstances. The circumstances of life, from your perspective, look bleak as it did to him. But the one who knew you before he formed you in the womb needs you now. God formed you. God formed you for such a time as this. The Lord God is the greatest chess player ever. He's already got things set up for the moves that will be made. Think about this for a second. In the word Jesus talks, he's talking to his Father, and we are privileged to this conversation that he has. And Jesus is talking about, you know, being restored back to before the foundations were formed. You think about that for a second. They had a talk about what was going to happen. He knew man was going to sin. He already had the answer in place. It just came X amount of years later, didn't it? Yeah. Why? Because he is the expert. He knows everything. He knows you. Why? Because God formed you. You see, God and his children, we are to rule together. And that's only if we believe. Don't allow the opinions of life, the opinions of others, and especially, hear me here, children of God, your own opinion, if it does not line up with the truth of God's, if it doesn't line up with the truth of God's opinion, then it's not right now, is it? Because remember, he's the expert. He knows everything about everything. God formed you. You see, the Lord God sent us to earth when he decided to send us. You didn't decide when you were coming to earth. Come on. We could not have possibly sent ourselves. Glory to God. Glory to God Almighty. Never ever forget, God formed you and knows you best. Children of God, say what he says about yourself. Say what he says about you. Obey the Lord your God on purpose and watch him work. You see, 2024 can be different if you choose to believe and live out obedience to the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You know, I am is what he called himself. Call on him. Call on him. Ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask him to reveal who you are to you. Go forward, children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ. Go forward without fear, knowing that God formed you. Amen. I pray this day forward that you never forget, and that he will remind you that he knew and formed you before you were born into this world. I pray for your understanding and revelation of the Word of God to reveal to you. I pray also, as you read and study his Word, ask the Lord God to reveal himself to you. Ask him to reveal you to you. May the blessings chase you down, according to Deuteronomy 28:14. Glory to God Almighty, our Father, Pastor Tyron, signing off.